Okay, here are a few questions. This one is from Tarun Krishna Das in England. He is in Silver Street, but currently I think he's visiting at Govardhan. And his questions were, who is Bhakti Devi? Is she Srimati Radharani or Tulsi Devi? I've heard that the Mridanga is the incarnation of Krishna's flute. This is another question, and the Tarinam Sankirtan is equivalent to the Rasa dance. Can you please elaborate on this? All right. Bhakti Devi is not Srimati Radharani or Tulsi Devi, although they're referred to as such. Bhakti Devi is the Swarup Shakti, the internal potency of Lord Krishna, who personifies the nine kinds of devotional service, beginning with Shravanam Kirtanam. Like all other Shakti or potencies, she is an expansion of Srimati Radharani, as are the gopis, the queens, the Lakshmi Devis. And she is directly Krishna's internal potency, which is that she is the Samvit Shakti of the Lord, accompanied by the essence of the Ladini Shakti. In other words, that she is the transcendental knowledge potency of the Lord, combined with his topmost feature of his ecstatic potency, Mahabhav. We read about her, I believe, in the Padma Purana, where in the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam, it's described how she enters into the scene, into the pastime, accompanied by her two sons, Gyana and Vairagya. And then furthermore, there's mention by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jiva Dharma, that Vishnupriya Devi is the Bhakti Devi herself, who came along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to help him preach the glories of the holy name. And in the way that the nine islands of Navadvip embody the nine kinds of devotional service, so Vishnupriya is also the nine kinds of devotional service personified. However, because Srimati Radharani bestows devotion, because Tulsi Devi bestows devotion, sometimes they are also glorified or called as Bhakti Devi, although they are a differently manifest than the personality of Bhakti. Now, the question, I've heard the Mridanga is the incarnation of Krishna's flute. I've not heard such a statement directly, that the Mridanga is an incarnation of Krishna's flute, although the potency of Krishna's flute is no doubt present in the Mridanga of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. When we read Srimad Bhagavatam, the books of the Acharyas, then we see that both Mridanga, flute, as well as other instruments are present in the hands of the gopis, Brijbasis, Vaikuntha. There are instruments that are played by the associates of the Lord. Certainly in Krishna's Leela, the flute is the most prominent instrument, because Krishna keeps it always personally within his hand, in his belt, carries it wherever he goes, calls the cows with it, the gopis, lets his parents know that he is returning home at the end of the day to Nandagram by the playing of his flute. Krishna is never separated from his flute in Vrindavan, and they are bosom buddies. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, Lord Chaitanya appears as devotee of Krishna, so the flute is not immediately visible within his hand. Instead, because he's inseparable from the Sankirtan movement, and the Sankirtan movement is orchestrated by the playing of the Mridanga, then the Mridanga takes a more prominent role. And no doubt, as associates of the Lord, as those who help the Lord in their pastimes, it can be said that the flute and the mridanga are thus non-different. And just as Harinam Shankirtan is certainly equivalent to the rasa dance, the rasa dance is Krishna's topmost pastime, because in it he exhibits all forms and the topmost forms of a loving exchange with the gopis, dancing, singing, exchanges of love, bathing, snacking, resting. Even these other activities are an essential ingredient of the rasa dance because they help enrich it. Just like, for instance, ghee and firewood are essential to a yajna, and as ingredients they are considered to be part of the yajna itself. So the rasa dance, being the topmost of Krishna's pastimes, also appears when Krishna appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But once again, the external form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna differ, although in essence they are the same person. Similarly, the external form of the rasa dance, in which there is chanting and singing, great exchanges of love, and other activities such as telling others about Krishna, preaching, taking prasadam, are all integral to the Harinam Sankirtan. The difference is that rasa dance is enjoyed by Krishna and the gopis in Vrindavan and no one else, and Harinam Sankirtan is available to all conditioned souls. It's done throughout the world and led by devotees who are in the form of sadhakas. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the form of a sadhaka, or a practicing devotee. The essence of two is the same. The form that they take is different. Yagyai sankirtana prayarya jantihi sumedasa. This is the best means by which to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, and the best means to please Krishna is by the topmost exchanges of love. Therefore, Harinam Sankirtan must be non-different than the rasa dance. We, of course, as neophyte devotees, practicing devotees, may not perceive that extraordinary position of Sankirtan. But still, that should be our understanding, for Srila Prabhupada says the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement, Harinam Sankirtan, is to bring living entities into Krishna's rasa dance and to expand the scope of that rasa dance. Therefore, devotees should never fail to be involved somehow or another in this wonderful and most merciful pastime of the Lord, his Sankirtan movement. By it, we become qualified and gain access to his topmost pleasure pastime. But conversely, those who don't have qualification for Krishna's rasa dance, neither do they engage in Harinam Sankirtan, should not try to enter into Krishna's esoteric pastimes. Just as Prabhupada says, do not jump over Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come to Lord Krishna. Similarly, we cannot jump over Harinam Sankirtan to come to the rasa dance. Within the chanting of the Lord's holy name, within service to the propagation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, there one will see Krishna's dancing with the gopis. One should not try to artificially rush into this greatest of Krishna's pastimes, but one should learn how to be qualified. Yatraya lakshanam proktam. We should learn how to develop the qualification. And that qualification will come by serving the Sankirtan mission in whatever way that service is assigned to us by Vaishnavas, by our spiritual masters, and so on. All right, I think that's it today, although it's such a wonderful topic and so much more could be said, but I need to move on, and see you all tomorrow. Hare Krishna.